Bochus Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bochus Babli, Daf Yud Aleph, we begin in Yerushalmi, erect, and they will fix the halacha and permanently like Beis Shammai's words. The Mishnah says, Amru Eitalfan Ani Hayisi, Bar Baderech, Veteisi, Lekweis Kedivei Beis Shammai, Vesikanti Ba'atzmi Bepnei Alistim. Eitalfan said I was on the road and leaned to say Shema like Beis Shammai, and I endangered myself due to bandits. Amru Loi, Kedai Hayisa Lachub Ha'atzmacha, She'avarta Avdivei Beis Hillel. Chachamim said you were liable to have been guilt to yourself, means to die, for you transgressed Beis Hillel's words. The Gemara says, Chavaya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, in reference to a pasuk, Doidim, Divrei Seifrim, Le Divrei Torah, V'chavivim, Ke Divrei Torah. The pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud, V'chachich Ke Yein HaTov. The Talmidim, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, Divrei Seifrim are close to Divrei Torah and dear like Divrei Torah, as the pasuk says, V'chikech Ke Yein HaTov. And your palate is like good wine. Shimon Ravava, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Toidim de Visoifim, a devotee de Havivan Yose, Medivetera, Kitoivim de Decham Yain. Chim Barava quoting Rabbi Yochanan says that Devotesoifim are close to Devotera and dearer than Devotera, as the Pasuk says, your love is dearer than wine. Rabbi Abba Koyim, Beshem of Yoda, Ben Pavi, Tedrecha Shehavivim de Visoifim, Medivetera, Rabbi Tarfin, Lelekora, Lehaya Oiver, Lebase, Valadisha Ova, Abdibe, Base Hillel, Nishai of Misa, Al-Shem B'Poriv Geda Yashchenu Nachash. Rabbi Abba Bakoyin, quoting Rabbi Yehuda Bapazi, said that Divrei Sefim are certainly dearer than Divrei Torah, as Rabbi Tarfon, had he not read Kriyashma at all, he would have transgressed only a positive mitzvah. But through transgressing the words of Beis Hillel, who permit to recite Shema while travelling, he became Chayav Misa, that he was liable, because Uforiv Geda Yashchenu Nachash, the one who breaches the barrier, will be bitten by a snake. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, Divrei Torah, Yesh Bahem Isser, Yesh Bahem Heter, Yesh Bahem Koilim, Yesh Bahem Chomrim, Ava Divrei Sofim, Kulam Chomrim. The Bais says from Rabbi Shmuel, Divrei Torah have Isser and Heter, prohibitions and permissions. There are lenient laws and there are stringent laws, however, Divrei Sofim are all stringent. Tei Lecha Shukain, the Tanin and Taman Ha'ime, Ein Tfilin La'ava Divrei Torah, Pater Mechamish Taita Vais Lahisa Divrei Sofim, Chayev. We bring a proof from a Mishnah. If one says there is no mitzvah of tefillin to transgress Divrei Torah, he is exempt from the law of being a zaken mamri. If he says that there are five boxes to add to Divrei Sofim, he is liable for the law of being a zaken mamri, which is a rebellious elder. Rabbi Hananya bereid of Ada b'shem of Tanchum bei Rechia, Chamurim Divrei Zekenim me Divrei Neviim dechsev al tatifu yatifun leyatifu leila leisai kelimos. Rabbi Hanina Breit Rav Ada, quoting Utanchem, Bar Rav Chia said that Divrei Zekein, the words of the Chachamim, are more stringent than Divrei Neviim, because the Pasuk says in Micha Perek Beis Pasuk Vav, don't preach to those who preach, they shall not preach to these, then they shall not take shame. And it also says in Micha, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, I will preach to you of wine and strong drink. This means Hashem did not want to give Divrei Neviim to unworthy people, but he gave Divrei Zekeinim anyway. Navi Vezokein Lemi Hen Daimin Lemelech Shaleach Beis Palmaturin Shalai Lemedina Al Echad Vehen Kosov Im Einoi Marilachem Choisim Shali Vesam Turin Shali Al Taminulai Al Echad Mehen Kosov Afapisha Einoi Marilachem Choisim Shali Vehaminu Velei Choisim Velei Sam Turin. From the Tirin. A Navi and a Chacham, what do they resemble? It's like a king who sent two agents to a country. He wrote about one of them, if he does not show my signet and stamp, don't believe him. But he wrote about the second, even if he does not show my signet, believe him without a signet or stamp. Kach b'Navi k'siv v'nasan eilecha ois eimofes v'mhacha ha'piyat Torah asher yirucha. So it says about a Navi, and he shall give you a sign or a wonder, but it says about the Chachamim, according to the Torah, that they shall instruct you. Had the Tamer, Mishir Yasuf Baskol, Avar Adshra Yasuf Baskol, that the Gemara points out that Rabbi Tarfon was liable for transgressing Beis Hillel after the Baskol, the voice from heaven, came out and said that Halacha always follows Beis Hillel, but before the Baskol, it was different. Kalareif Lachmel Adzmai, Lenhoi Kachomi Beis Shammai, Kachomi Beis Hillel, Alve Nemar, Akzil Bechashich Helech. Anyone who wants to be stringent on himself to follow the stringencies of Beis Shammai and the stringencies of Beis Hillel, even when they're inconsistent, It says about him that the fool walks in the darkness. Kukole ele ve'elu nikurasha. If one goes like the leniencies of both, he is called a rasha. Kukole dedain uchumi dedain. Kukole dedain uchumi dedain. Rather, one should follow the stringencies and leniencies of this one, or the stringencies and leniencies of that one. Hadas hatema. Actually, yasu baskol. About mishiyasu baskol. La'elu halacha kedu beis hillel. V'chol ha'ival kedu beis hillel. Chayev misa. And this is before the baskol, the heavenly voice. But after the heavenly voice, the baskol, the halacha follows Beis Shammah, Beis Hillel, and anyone who transgresses the word of Beis Hillel is Chayev Misa. Tani Yasu baskol va'amma elu ve'ilu dibe elakim chayim ava halacha kedibe Beis Hillel. The Bible says a baskol came out and said, these and these are words of the living God, but the halacha follows Beis Hillel. Eichan Yasu baskol, where did the baskol go out? Rebebe amma b'shem Rebbe Yochanan b'yavne Yasu baskol. And Bevi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, the baskol went out in Yavne. We come now to the next Mishnah. B'shachar mevarach shtayim lefaneha v'achaz l'achreya. V'be'ev mevarach shtayim lefaneha u'shtayim l'achreya. In the morning, one says two brachas before Shema and one afterwards. In the evening, one says two brachas before Shema and two afterwards. Achaz arukah v'achaz kesara. One of the after two brachas is long and the other is short. Makom sh'am v'l'harich enu v'shay l'katzer. The Katzer Nushay Laharich, where Chachamim said that a long bracha should be said, one may not say a short bracha, and vice versa. Lachtoim Nushay Shloy Lachtoim, Shloy Lachtoim Nushay Lachtoim, where Chachamim said that to be choisim, which means to end the bracha with another baruch, is forbidden not to do so, where he said one should not be choisim, one may not. Rabbi Simoin b'shem b'shmur ba Nachman, al shem v'gis b'yom v'alayla, shute higyoins ha'yoim v'alayla shavim. But Simon, quoting with Shmuel Bar Nachman, says that the extra bracha at night is based on the pasuk "Ve'gisa b'yom v'layla," that you should contemplate it day and night. The Hegoyos means the parshiyos and brachos of the day and night should be equal. In the Eretz Yisrael, they say that only the first two parshiyos of Kriyat Shema at night, so they added a fourth bracha, so the total number of brachos and parshiyos will be six, like in the morning. V'yosi bar Avin b'shem Rishur ben Levi. Al Shem Sheva Vayom Halticha Al Mishpatei Sidkecha. Rabbi Yosi bar Avin, quoting Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, said, "It's based on the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Kuf Yutef Pasuk Kuf Samach Dalad. I praise you in seven in the daytime for your righteous judgments. The total number of brachos in the day should be seven, and is unlike the previous opinion of Rabbi Siman, who holds that you don't say all three parshas at night." Rabbi Nachman b'Shem Rav Mana Kolam Akayim Sheva Vayom Halticha Kiilu Kiyim Vegisu Vayom V'Layla. Rav Nachman, quoting Rav Mana, said, "Anyone who fulfills the pasuk of Sheva Vayom Halticha is as if he fulfilled the pasuk Vegisa Vayom V'Layla that you will contemplate in Torah day and night." Why do we recite these two parashas of Shema and the second parasha of Vayom Shemaya every day, morning and evening? He didn't mention the parasha of Sitzes because that's in order to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rav Levi, Rav Simon. Rav Levi and Simon disagreed about this. Rav Simon Omar, Mipnei Shekasa Bahem, Shchiva Vakima. Rav Simon answered this because lying down and getting up are written in them. Rav Levi gave a different answer. Rav Levi Omar, Mipnei Shekasa Dibrois Kalulim Bahem. It's because the 10 Dibrois, the 10 commandments, are included in them. And we go through these one by one. Anoich Hashem Alekecha, Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu, Ve'yir Lecha Elohim Achirim, Al Ponai, Hashem Echad. The first of the Ten Commandments, I am Lord your God, is included in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. And the second commandment, Lo Yiyeh Lecha Elohim Achirim Al Panai, that you shouldn't have any other gods, is included in Hashem Echad, the end of that pasuk of Shema. Vasisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, don't take Hashem's name in vain. But after Hashem Elokecha, that's included in you should love Lord your God. Man Derochim Malka Lo Mishtabe B'Shmei Meshaker. Because one who loves the king does not swear in his name falsely. The fourth of the Aseret HaDibrois, remember the Shabbos day to make it holy. That's connected to Leman Tizku Vasisim Eskomet Sveisai, in order that you remember and you perform all my mitzvahs. Rebbe Yomer Zu Mitzvah Shabbos Shishkula Kenei Kol Mitzvah Shel Torah. Tichsiv Ve'es Shabbos Kodshecha Hodata Lahem Mitzvah V'Chukim V'Torah Tzivisa V'Goyimer. And Rabbi explained that this refers to the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is as important as all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, as it says in the Pasuk in Nechemiah, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Daled, I've informed you of Shabbos, your holy Shabbos, and the mitzvah, and the laws, and the Torah that I commanded you. And we learn from here, it teaches that Shabbos is as important as all the other mitzvahs. Kavodes Avicha Vesimecha, Leman Yubi Yimeichem, Vimei Veneichem. The mitzvah, which is the fifth mitzvah of honor your father and your mother, the Torah promises long life for this. That's connected to in Shema, where it says, Leman Yubi Yimeichem, in order that your days should increase, Vimei Veneichem, the days of your children. Loisu Tzach, Lavat Meira, Mandakato, Miskato. Loisu Tzach, don't murder. That's Vavat Meira, connected in the Shema to the words, and you'll be lost speedily. Whoever kills, he is killed. Not committing adultery, that's connected to not going after levavchem einichem, after your hearts and your eyes. Amar Levi, liba ve'ena, train, sarsuin, dechator. Levi said, the heart and the eye are two brokers of sin. Dechsiv, tana, b'ni, libchali, ve'enecha, do'achai, tetzarena, amar kodesh boruchu, I yahavt li, libich ve'enech, ana, yada, da'adli. It says in the Pasuk in Mishlei Pek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Vav, my son, give me your heart, and your eyes will see my ways. Hashem says, if you give me your heart and eyes, I know that you are for me. Leisig Naiv, Vasata Diganecha, Lo Diganai Shel Chavercha. Leisig Naiv, the Aveira of not to steal, that's seen in the Pasuk, Vasata Diganecha, of Shema, where it says, and you'll gather your grain. And we learn from there, you gather your grain, but not the grain of your friend. And some have a text and say, loy signoiv, rather, because that refers to kidnapping, it should say, loy signoivu, and one should not steal. Loy sanavu yachai e chake, one should not bear false witness against his friend. And ni Hashem alekechem, as it says, I am your God, it says in the Shema, uksiv, Hashem alekim emes, Hashem alekim, Hashem is the true God. Mao emes, what is emes? Why do we say that it's Hashem's signet? Amma Rabbi Avun Shuhu Elohim Chaim Melech Olam. Avun answered, he is Elohim Chaim, the living God, and Melech Olam, king of the world. Emes is an acronym of Elohim Melech Tamid. Amma Rabbi Levi, Amma Kodesh Boruch Hu, Imeata Lechavercha Eidus Sheke, Mala Ani Alecha Kilu, Eata Alai Shlebrasi Shemaim Va'aretz. Rabbi Levi says, Hashem says, if you testified about your colleague falsely, I consider it as if you testified about me that I did not create the heavens and the earth. One should not covet the house of his friend, and that's connected to the pasuk in Shema of when you should write mezuzah for the doorpost of your house, and not your friend's house. The Mishnah says an appointed kohen would tell the kohanim of the Mishma in the Beit Hamikdash to say one bracha, and they blessed. Ma bracha? What was the bracha that they said? Rav Masna Amar b'shem Shmuel, zu birchas Torah. Rav Masna, quoting Shmuel, said it was referring to the brachas on the Torah, and that refers to Ava Rabba. The Kol Aseret HaDibros, Shema, v'hayom Shemaya v'yayimah. They recited the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, Shema, and the second parasha of Shema, v'hayom Shemaya, and the third parasha of v'yayimah, which is the parasha of Sitzes. Rav Ami, b'shem Reish Lakish, zoi semes, she'ein ha-brachit ma'agres. Rav Ami, quoting Reish Lakish, infers from here that the brachas of Krishma are not ma'akev, means we interrupt between Avo Abba and Krishma, so one can fulfill his mitzvah of Krishma without those brachas. Amar bi Abba, in min hador, leis atshma min haklum, she'ases adibbois heinein gufa shoshma. Rabbi Abba rejects that and says, no, you cannot learn from here at all, because the Ten Commandments are the essence of Shema, and they're not an interruption. To Rav Masna, Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, to Aveihon, Amri Bedein, Din Hayashu Koyin Asesa Dibris Bhodyoim, and Mivima in Koinois and Mipnetanois Haminin, so you aimim Elevadan Nitnulai Moshe the Sina. But Master and Roshmuel Ben Nachman said, it would have been proper to enact saying the Ten Commandments every day. Why don't we recite them in public? It's due to the claims of the heretics that they say that only these were given to Moshe on Har Sinai. Roshmuel Ben Nachman, Bashem of Yudah, Bar Zavuda, the Din Hayashu Koyin Pashas Balak, Ubilam Bacholyom, Vinima, Ein Koinoisam, Shleihatrich Vasibo. But Masna and Rav Shmuel Nachman said it would have been proper that we say the Parsha of Balak and Bilam every day. Why didn't we recite it? Because otherwise it would be a burden on the Sibo because it's long. Why would it be proper to say it every day? Rav Chuna Amar Bivnei Shekziv Bar, Shechira Vekima. It's because it's written in it lying down and rising up. Rav Yosi Rav Bun Amar Mishnei Shekseiv Bahen Yisayis Mitzrayim or Malchus. And a second answer of Yosi Rav Bun said is because it's written in it Yisayis Mitzrayim and Hashem's kingship. Amar Rav Elazar Rav Yosi Rav Bun Rav Elazar said a third answer is because it's written in Torah in Nevim and in Ksuvim, and therefore it shows it's a very important parasha. Amar Lahem Amunah Bochu Bracha Achav Vehin Birchu. The Mishnah said an appointed kohen would tell them to say one bracha, and they did. Ma birchu, Rav Masna Amar b'shem Shmuel ba'zu birchas Teira. And as the answer that what was the bracha they said, Rav Masna bar Shmuel said it was the bracha birchas Teira, which is Ava Rabba. Now the Gemara asks, V'haloi le birchu Yotzei Ma'ayus. The Gemara asked that they did not bless Yotzei Ma'ayus, which is the first bracha before Shema. Why did they bless the second bracha before Shema? Rav Shmuel achay de Rav Bachya adan le Yotzei Ma'ayus v'teimer Yotzei Ma'ayus. Rav Shmuel the brother of Rav Bachya said, the luminaries did not yet come out in the daytime. Will you say Yotzei Ma'ayus? Rav Shabbos Mesifim Bracha Achas Mishma Yotzei. The Mishnah says that on Shabbos they gave an extra bracha to the departing Mishma. Ma'u bracha, what bracha was this? Amar Bichal Baizuhi Hashoichim Bebayis Hazeh Yitzei Beineichem Achra Va'ava Rashon Bebayis. Rav Chelba answered it was, they said that the one who made his name dwell in this house should put amongst you Ava, which is love, Achra, brotherhood, Shalom, which is peace, and Reyes, which is companionship. Shmuel Amar Hishkim Lashnois Kriden Krishma Tzarka Baruch La'acha Krishma In Tzarka Baruch. Shmuel said the one who rises to learn before Krishma, he must bless Birchas HaTorah. If he learns only after Krishma, he need not bless because he was fulfilled his obligation of the Bracha of HaTorah through the Bracha of Abba Rabba. Amar Bi Abba Behu Shishana Al Atal. But Abba says if only if he immediately learned immediately after the Shema, which means after the Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Chuna Amar Nirin Hazroim Medrash Tzarech Levarech Halachas Ein Tzarech Levarech. Rav Chuna said that it seems that one must bless for Midrash, but he need not bless for Halachas because it does not resemble Mikra. Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Shimon Levi Ben Midrash Ben Halachas Tzarech Levarech. Rav Simon quoting Rav Shimon Levi said that one must bless for both Midrash and Halachas. Amar B'chiya Ba'ashi Nagin Havinan Yasfin Kaimi Rav for Ben Midrash Ben Halachas V'Kikinan Lemivarecha. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said that we used to sit in front of Rav, and he obligated us to bless both for Midrash and Halachas. Tanya Kira Im Anshe Mamed La Yotza Ki Me'acheim Hayu. The Baisa says, one who was cited with Anshe Mamed, who are the Yisraelim who would oversee the Avodah, he was not, you know, he did not fulfill his obligation, because they delay until the Talmud is totally offered, and this is like the opinion that one must finish Krishma before sunrise. Rav Zera B'Shem Rabbi Ami, B'Yomei Rabbi Yochanan, Havinan, Nafkin, L'Tarnif, V'Kol Shema, Basa, Talas, Sha'in, V'Lahav, Mamchi, V'Yadam. Rav Zera, quoting Rav Ami, said that in the days of Rabbi Yochanan, we used to go out to a public tefillah on a Tarnif, on a fast day, and we recited Krishma after 3 hours of the day, and he didn't protest us doing this. Rav Yosi, Rav Acha, Nafkin, L'Tarnif, Asa, Sibur, Amak, Krishma, Basa, Talas, Sha'in, Bar, Rav Acha, Machayin, V'Yadam. Rav Yosi, Rav Acha, went out to a Tarnith, a fast, the Sibur came and recited Shema after 3 hours of the day. Rav Acha wanted to protest against them. Amli Rav Yosi v'alak v'ako oisa v'oinosa klum koin oisa ela kadei la'amoid v'trila mitrech de v'teira. Rav Yosi said they already recited it in its time, when they said Krishma in Karbonas. They recited it now only to enter trila amidst de v'teira. Amalei v'pneisha hejoito shilo yu oimim v'oinosa in koin oisa. Rav Acha said we should still protest due to the commoners, lest they say that they recite it at its time, meaning that after 3 hours is the correct time for Kriyat Shema.